You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. And like the man said, we are indeed solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, before you go too much further, about my friends over at ZLA Solutions. You heard their ad a moment ago? Just understand this. I know them personally, all right? I work with them quite a bit, and they are the best around at putting people back to work. So ZLA Solutions, what they do is they basically connect the people to the jobs. And if you're an employer looking to fill out your workforce because you've got some empty ranks, then just listen. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and check them out. They'll do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. And they will help you fill out your workforce. If you're a single individual looking for a job, just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and you'll find jobs posted all over North Alabama. ZLA Solutions, they're good at this, and they like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. ZLA Solutions, you can find them at ZLAUSA.com. All right, it is that time. It is that time. Once a week we do this. She talks with me all the time on the radio, but then there's times when I just feel like, you know what, she's so good at what she does, she needs her own moment. And so we like to call this segment Copper's Corner. Copper, the microphone is yours.
Copper's Corner, a safe space for hard truths.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody. Today, I'll be a little more lighthearted. I know I was a little pessimistic last week. But Phil, you were talking a couple weeks ago about news and where people get their news information, since it's a lot harder these days to find accurate information. And you asked where people of my generation get our news. So I did a poll among my friends and family around my own age, and the results surprised even me a little bit. So the top answers were the Wall Street Journal, which is a $35 a month subscription. So that surprised me, because people in the digital age generation get kind of irritated having to pay for things on the internet. Let's just put it that way. But apparently that is basically the only place that still does real journalism and shares both sides. And so they can pay, they can charge whatever they want, since they don't have any competitors. Real journalism. At least that's how my brother put it. Let's see. Some other people use social media. You probably expected to hear that one. I did not expect to hear TikTok as one, though. TikTok is mostly videos and short, funny videos. Some people, of course, do use Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, but they don't just rely on social media. They mentioned that they will then go and search the story elsewhere and compare other sources and verify it. And I do that too. If I see something on Twitter, oftentimes the feed will block out the original story. And so it's a lot easier to just go and search the web and find the original story for that. Some people use email newsletters. I use those as well. Ones that summarize just a variety of news, national, local, although there's a greater emphasis on national news and that sort of thing. Overall, a lot of people my age seem to care more about the national than the local, which is kind of ironic. But yeah, not a whole lot of interest or respect for the local news channels, not a lot of trust for them, compared to some of the national channels or news aggregation sites. People don't watch cable news anymore, but they do watch some YouTube channels. I think that's sort of the millennial version of talk radio is YouTube channels, some that are just talk hosts. So it's basically similar to talk radio, except you can see them on YouTube. Let's see. Another one is a mix of the big name stations like CNN, Fox, Washington Post, things like that, but none of them by themselves. So people realize that they're not reliable and will go to a variety of sources. I do that. If I see something on CNN, I'll go and look at the Fox version to see the opposite side, and then I'll try and find ones that are maybe a little in between to cut out some of the emotion, shall we say, and the bias. And a lot of people my age also just admitted that they don't follow the news, especially Gen Z. more so since millennials are, you know, married, have kids at this point, so they're more likely to follow those sorts of things. But the younger kids, Gen Z, they mostly just hear stuff down the grapevine from their parents and teachers and aren't really interested and don't watch it at all because of the effort that's involved in having to shuffle through a lot of different news sources. It seems like it's either or. There's no in between. You either follow the news by looking at a lot of different sources and it takes time and effort, or you don't follow it at all. So I noticed a few things, observed a few things from this. Seems overall, people of my generation are pretty aware that they shouldn't trust any single news source, that they have to spread out their feelers and look at a variety of different places. There's less TV and more reading than you might think. A lot of people had a scare of, nobody's reading anymore. But most people, myself included, they don't watch cable news and they prefer short snippets. And it's often a lot faster to read a brief article than it is to watch an entire 5-6 minute video from the newscaster. So that surprised me when I realized that. There's greater interest in national over local, and I didn't notice much world news mentioned. We're interested in big news topics from our country, but not really world news at all. Nobody mentioned world news. And I see that in when issues like Afghanistan crop up, people are just totally unaware of what's been happening overseas because they don't keep up with it little bit by little bit. And so when an event happens, they don't know what to think. They don't know how to care about it. News personalities were not a thing. People don't care who gives them their news. So they're not mentioning big names like Sean Hannity or Joy Reid, people on the other side. Either one, people don't care about who's telling them the news. They care more about how it's presented, especially if it's verifiable and not with an obvious bias. Are there facts in it that I can go and look at other sources and corroborate them? Less so, is this an interesting personality to watch? Also, this seemed to be a solitary task. So people of my generation seem very divided when they're watching the news. It's like a task, a to-do list task. They're not watching it together. They're not listening to it together. We sort of spread it out over the day, over time. And it's mostly internal observations and discussions and a solo task. So what are the implications of all of this? I think one that encouraged me is that people know there's a problem with our media and they're either taking their business elsewhere or they're being resourceful in finding ways to stay informed. So the stereotype that nobody knows what's going on is less true than I think people give millennials credit for, that we are doing a lot of work to stay up to date. We've just had to sort of figure it out on our own. We've had to go to our own platforms, or as new ones crop up, test them out, as it were, test them against other ones, and to verify. And we're willing to put in the work and the money in some cases, like with the Wall Street Journal subscriptions. We're willing to put in the time and the money to be able to try and trust news sources again, which is something that I don't think most people my age have ever really experienced, to be able to for sure trust their news. We've never experienced that. And I hope that we will see some more competitors for major news sites. I hope that more older people are willing to teach younger generations how to find reliable news. That's something else I noticed, that there's a lot of self-education in this process. No one taught me which sites to use. There's some word of mouth, but there's a lot of skimming and trial and error to figure out which is reliable. And it'd be useful for older generations to teach us that. And for us overall to stop acknowledging the corrupt institutions, the biased journalistic institutes, and to start having more respect for the self-made man, the self-educated news curator, I suppose, since that seems to be more reliable these days. So I'm also curious about our listeners' perspective. If you've taught younger generations, or if you've seen a shift maybe in how you have approached news and engaged in sources, maybe you're investing in alternate sources, I'd be curious to hear that because, information is vitally important to staying educated and being able to know how to approach the changing world. And that's Copper's Corner.
Hey, That's cool. That's interesting. And I took like a half a page of notes here. But I tell you what, Copper, we're going to move to that short break we got to take.
Oh, okay.
And then we come back. I want to unpack this a little more because I got some thoughts and I also got some surprises out of that. And I'd be curious to hear how broad was the grouping of people that you sort of polled and got info from. That's just cool. Copper's Corner. I like this segment. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. The time right now, 3:23 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. Hey, listen, before I go too much further, I got to tell you real quickly about my friends over at etaxbreaks.com. And when I say my friends, and I do that, each one of these that I'm talking about personally is because I know them personally. These guys at etaxbreaks.com, they got 23 years of experience. I've worked with them before. I know who they are. And what they do is they find your business money you didn't know it qualified for. Oh, yeah, that'll get your attention every time. They just go out and they find you money. Well, Phil, what are the strings? There's no strings. So literally, it's going to be because of things that you did for your business that you thought were common sense, like you hired a veteran, or you placed your business in a certain geographic location, or you fought to maintain your employees during the pandemic. All these things and a whole lot more qualify you for tax breaks, tax credits, rebates, incentives, grants. You would be amazed. There's like 3,000 programs out there that they can pull from. And last month alone, they found over $7 million for their clients in 1 month. Yeah. And they only get paid if they find you money. Now, they've got a special landing page for our listeners. Go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. Check them out. All right, Copper. So, yeah, wow. That was pretty cool. So a couple of takeaways from me. First of all, I think I share the same surprise as you did. My first thought was Wall Street Journal. I even wrote that down with an exclamation part at Wall Street Journal. But then the other one was just, you know, the polar opposite, in my opinion, was TikTok. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's like running the gamut right there. You got Wall Street Journal versus TikTok. Maybe Wall Street Journal should have a TikTok page. I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I look at that. How many people, I mean, I don't have to know broadly, but just like how many people did you go talk to and sort of get these opinions from?
Yeah, that was, if you include me, that's 10 people.
Okay.
And then I also, thought over what I'd seen in college, what people used then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you, what's interesting is there are so many sources right now. I mean, I was watching, what was I watching? Something, I forget what, where, you know, the guy walks in the room and there's someone sitting there reading the newspaper. And that I remember when that was the news.
Oh yeah.
It was either Walter Cronkite at night, you know, who would end the news broadcast of the day saying, and that's the way it was on so and so date. Or you read the newspaper. And I don't even get a newspaper delivered anymore because everything's online. And then within the online, you mentioned them, you've got any number of resources. And I'm even becoming more acutely aware of resources as I'm doing show prep now. Because I can't just always go to Fox. I can't just always go to National Review. I've got to go to any number of sources. And sometimes I got to do like what you said. I've got to fact check and go against this story versus that story and see how they compare.
Yeah. It sure can be overwhelming, though. It's like going into the grocery store aisle and seeing a million different drinks on the shelf. And you're just like, which one do I pick? And you're standing there comparing labels, squinting at this terrible fine print with chemical sounds that you don't know what they mean. The same, you read an article and you're like, who is this person and what's their social media and can I trust what they say and this sounds sketchy and it's so much work.
No, the one that gets me is the breakfast cereal. That's the one that gets me. The breakfast cereal aisle every time. That's like I walk in there and it's like overwhelming. Do I want this? Do I want that? What's on the bottom shelf? That's the best stuff's on the bottom shelf because kids can get to it. But you know, you're right. And in fact, what's funny is a very conservative – associate of mine has gotten really hooked on TikTok. And I was like, TikTok? What are you watching? Are you watching ducks do dances? What are you watching on TikTok? And he's like, no, man. There's like, they'll have like 30-second amazing conservative speeches. You just like, bam, there it is. And he's constantly sending me these TikTok videos. And I'm like, interesting. TikTok. I know. And this guy, by the way, is a highly educated, grown man, executive, very conservative. And he's loving TikTok. And I'm thinking, I did not see that coming. But I also love the fact that you said that of the folks you polled, they don't go for single sourcing. They do reach out for the multiple opportunities. And I'm sure they have their favorites. So let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite resource? Like if you were to click online, you only had 5 minutes to check news, what would you click on?
The past I've used Apple, Google, or Twitter's just trending news of the day. Because like on your phone, you can swipe right and it'll pop up with like Apple News. So that you can just glance through the headlines and see. And then if you pull up each of them, then it gives you a sense across platforms of which news is being talked about the most widely that day.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten to where, of course, I do go to foxnews.com quite often. It's kind of a go-to. And then I a lot of times, you know, like the landing, the opening, when I open my internet on my desktop that I'm sitting at right now, it goes to MSN News, which is really just like an aggregate of all kinds of stuff. And there's a lot of liberal bent in it. But what I began to discover was it begins to pull stories in based upon the ones that you've clicked on in the past. And so I'm starting to see things like I just scanned on it right now. There's a story from The Hill. There's a story from ABC. There's a story from Slate. There's a National Review. And then there's a, another one coming in from, a Washington Examiner. So there's a lot of conservative sites that get popped in here, and it actually has become a pretty good site to go to. Well, listen, that's cool. That's cool. And good job. And I know we're heading towards that break right now, but folks, when we come back from this next break, I got to tell you, we've got to start breaking down this General Milley stuff. So I'm going to switch gears. We spent time talking about freedom. We spent time talking about, you know, resourcing our news. But here's one news story that at first I was like, is this going to be a story? Is this really going to resonate and be a story? Oh, by God, it's resonating. It is bigger than I would have imagined. It's getting worse by the day. General Milley should have resigned a while back just because of Afghanistan, if nothing else. Now we're finding out that he's going to have to deal with and explain actions that he took, technically under two presidents, in a sense. All right, folks, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We will be right back, Right Side Radio.